Unsung Hero winner. Yes. And it says here, Unsung Hero winner, Beryl Birch from Rochdale. You've had a lovely evening, haven't you?
I have had a lovely evening.
Go on, explain to us what you've won.
I've won the Unsung Heroes Award, and I've also won... Well, I've just got it, so really, I haven't had a look at it properly.
It's called the Be Inspired Award.
And yes.
Essentially, you're the winner of the winners this
evening.
Yes,
I am, which is absolutely wonderful.
Explain a little bit what you do, because I've got a bit of a blurb here. It says, Rochdale Ladies Rounders League, as chairman for over 20 years... You've inspired players of all ages and backgrounds to play to the best of their ability. You give up several nights a week to ensure that, amongst other things, all games run smoothly, referees are available and the pitches are marked out. You also chair the monthly meetings to share best practice. You're a busy lady.
I am, and I also did netball. Went in schools, taught netball. I qualified as an All-England umpire. I umpired in the Bury League. And I went in schools and I organised, when the schools have the Rounders Rally and the netball rallies, I organise umpires for that. And they're still ringing me up when I'm well and truly retired. But I don't mind. I've enjoyed every minute. I get so much satisfaction from seeing children do sport. It's just absolutely wonderful.
We'll talk about that in just a second. But to you personally, how important has sport been?
Very, very important. Very.
Why? What's it done for you?
I'm badly injured with it, but I've enjoyed it so much. I played netball when I was six months with my youngest daughter.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they made me finish then. And then, when she was 6 weeks old, and I was still feeding her, I played again. I enjoyed it so much.
And now, you after you finished playing, you then had the opportunity to get other people involved.
That's
in sport.
Right, yeah.
And being an inspiration to those people, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
I've got to say, you are an inspiration.
Thank you.
Sport doesn't work.
I scored a Remda when I was 60.
Did you?
I did.
When you were 60?
When I was 60, I scored a Remda.
That's incredible. Look, without people like you, sport doesn't work, does it?
No.
So how do we get more people like you involved in sport? How do we do it? How do we make sure that the next generation of Usain Bolts and Nicola Whites are able to come and play sport?
Well, I think it's quite hard these days because they've got so much different stuff to do, the internet, and they're on the mobile phones all the time. There's no PE teachers in junior schools now anymore. And I think, really, you've got to get them early to get them interested. And, you know, all my daughters did sport because of what I did. I have a daughter, she lives in New Zealand now, and she did a triathlon at 16 against Labs and won it.
There you go.
And my daughter, I've just been out to my daughter in Spain, and my granddaughter plays football. And I went to watch her and she scored 2 goals, so I was really pleased, you know. Like, all my daughters have played sport.
Well, look, Beryl, congratulations, because it's people like you that keep sport going.
Well, so it needs to be kept going, in my opinion. Yeah.
And thank you very much from everybody for keeping it going the way you've been keeping it going.
Thank you very much.